It is time for another one of Al's Classic Car Chats, brought to you by JDR Seeds. And on this Classic Car Chat, again, another one from the Titanca Fireman's Car Show, have two car owners here. Gary Yukon is with us. Hi, Gary.
Hi.
And Ed Grippen.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Okay, so, and we do have natural sound here, cars in the background,
yeah,
and everything else.
A lot of background sound.
So, first, Gary, you actually have connection to both of the cars. We're going to talk about two cars on this broadcast. You have connections to both of them, and actually one of the cars you actually sold to Ed. So that's kind of why we got him on the interview. And so we're going to talk about the two cars. First of all, the car that Gary owns.
I have a 1937 Chevrolet three-window coupe.
So tell us about the 37 Chevy three-window coupe. It's really a neat car, really a cool car.
It's a custom-built car. It started out as a five-window, and they chopped the top about 2.5 inches, moved the roof forward and everything, and made it into a three-window. It's powered by a 350 Chevy with a 700 R4 automatic overdrive transmission and a 9-inch Ford rear end. Painted a custom champagne mist color. It's got door poppers on it, so there's no door handles. It's all smoothed out, and it's got all the power seats, just like a modern car. Power steering, power brakes, air conditioning, heat, and tilt wheel, cruise control. So it's got all the creature comforts of a modern car, very comfortable and fun to drive.
It's nice to have a 37 model car with, I guess, today's amenities, you would say.
Yeah, it has all the day's amenities in it. Very comfortable to drive. Leather seats, power seat, and everything.
What drew you to this car? What attracted you to this particular car?
Well, this one had a lot of power features. We liked the look of it. The other one we had was a very unique piece and a great attractor, but my wife liked this one, so she goes, I think we should do a trade. So she liked the idea that this one had air conditioning and everything else, and it had seat belts, which the other one didn't. So we ended up putting the one for sale, and then we bought that one, bought the 37.
Now, there's one other car we want to talk about, and we're going to talk about the car you actually sold so you could buy this 1937 three-window coupe, and that is the car that we have the new owner of.
Yep, I bought the 1933 Plymouth Coupe off of Unique Specialty Auto through that Gary owned.
Tell us about the other car, about this Plymouth then.
Okay, it's a 1933 Plymouth with a 392 Hemi, bored 30 over, Hillborn fuel injection. It's got aluminum heads, it's cam, so it's got an automatic transmission with a manual valve body. So it's an automatic, but you have to shift it manually, and it has kind of an old school looking quick change rear end, so you can change gears in the rear end by pulling the rear cover off and flopping a couple gears around.
It's like a sprint car rear end.
It's like a sprint car rear end, and it has suicide doors on it. So it's the doors open up at the front. It's got a tip out windshield. It was built back in 06 and 07 by a guy in Nebraska. He custom built the frame, built it for his neighbor, which was a retired Marine. So it's got some emblems on there, kind of the skull and crossbones type thing. That was his battalion emblem. So there's that on the doors and the grill. So he did it in honor of him, for him. Made it to his specs, what he wanted. It's got power windows, manual steering, manual brakes.
No air conditioning, may I add.
It has the old school air conditioning. You roll the windows down at 60 mile an hour, so it's a free air 60 mile an hour.
I think that might be why Gary and Linda might have decided to trade.
It might have been one of the factors. But
Well, it sounds like you both are happy with your cars.
Oh, very happy. I got to drive it, actually, for the first time today. They delivered it down yesterday for us so we could get it here, and it was quite a ride into town. Gary gave me my first ride, and hang on.
It has no seatbelts. It says, well, Ed, it has no seatbelts. We die like real men, like we did back in the 60s, you know. But, no, it's a fun little ride, and then there's really the exhaust, you look at it, it's just like four pipes on each side. They call them zoomies. They do have baffles in it, but it is loud. People will hear you coming and see you coming. It's got a louvered hood on it. The windshield tilts out. The trunk is all upholstered. The back tires are 18 inches wide. It's got a Super Bell drop front axle. It's all everything's chromed or polished. So it's
beautiful.
Black.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's a real show winner. It's a
not today though.
Yeah, we didn't win any trophies today, but boy, it drew a lot of attention. I mean, a lot. Everybody come up and loved it. So we've been friends quite a long time.
83, 82.
I used to work at the garage in Buffalo Center in an automotive garage, and Ed was in high school, and he would stop in with his car, and we ended up doing a bunch of work for Ed. And he goes, I want some performers. So we were doing hot rod stuff to Ed's car, and he was in high school. And so we were having a good time. I got to drive his car to work on him. And
thanks so much for being with us on this classic car chat, and good to have a couple friends with me on the program and a couple of really very unique cars on this broadcast.
Yep. Thank you, Al.
Thank you, Al. Nice to meet you again.
And I thank them for being with me on Al's Classic Car Chat. That was Gary Yukon, first of all, with his 37 Chevy, and Ed Griffin with his 1933 Plymouth Coupe. Both of those are customized cars and very, very beautiful cars. I thank Gary and Ed for sharing their cars with us here on the Classic Car Chat during the Titanca Fireman's Car Show. This edition of Al's Classic Car Chat has been brought to you by JDR Seeds of Wesley.